JW Mobile.
4DOS Mobile. This morning, I got running a few errands. I got to go pick up a prescription and a couple other things. Other than that, I'm doing fine.
Leaving the voting booth. We've never voted early before today. And we just parked the car, walked in, did our vote, walked out, got in the car, and we're headed home. There's no waiting. Man, that's the way to go. We've waited for hours in the past. Early voting is nice.
About that earlier this morning, and she said we might go do it a little later this afternoon before they close, but we'll have to wait and see, depending on how she's feeling in a little bit.
Either way, I'll never vote on the last day again. That's you know, chaos. We used to both have to wait till we got out of work and it was late, and as long as you get in line before they close, they'll get you through. And it was the last day, and you know, you're nervous about it. There's no nervous about it at all. You just walk. It's like mailing a letter at the post office.
I'm glad you went and exercised your right to gripe today. But I think Joy and I are going to do it just a little bit later this afternoon. She hadn't been up too terribly long and got her breakfast and that sort of stuff. Of course, she's like me. She has to be up a little while before she can have her breakfast. So that comes into play as well.
41 before we're getting out there. Amy went out and did some errands earlier, but they opened like at 8:30, I think, to 6, or maybe it's 9 o'clock to 6 or 9:30 to 6, I can't remember, but 12:40, go do that. But I remember Ray saying exactly what you were saying. It's your fundamental right. Exercise your vote so that you have your fundamental right to complain. Otherwise, if you don't vote, you won't have a right to complain.
Look at it. If you don't go vote, you just keep your mouth shut because you ain't got a right to get in there and fuss about who's in office or who you know, your person you wanted in's not in and that sort of thing. So it is what it is. I've just went by a place over here. Easily, they got I don't know. They must have 40 signs up. Different people, yes. Same person, 3 or 4 different signs. So we'll have to get out and go do our thing in a little bit.
You're not standing in line for a long time. Is that's hard. That's hard on you, especially if they get slow, you know, and the line's already long when you get there. But I think our situation is going to get better, too. I'm seeing that, Janet Yellen said there's not going to be a recession. She doesn't see any sign of it, and she's a smart lady. She said that yesterday. I saw that. And last week, I think, was the first time since November of last year that our gross domestic product went positive. We actually produced something in the United States for the first time since a year ago. So I think things are going to start looking up for us a little bit. At least I'm going to be optimistic about it. W4DJW.
King of all government. Please go to 80 meters. We got the... Hey, you know what? Better go to 100 meters.
You hush. It's our right. We're going to go over and vote for who we want in office.
Well, it's not work, but whatever. Just go to 80 meters. Whatever it is, conspiracy theories, you have to go on 80 meters. Government, 80 meters and 160. So please, let's stop in 11 meters, both of you.
Gabriel, I know what you're talking about on 80 meters. That's why I stay away from there. I like to run with the crowd that's got their chin up. They're looking there and they're actually doing work to help make it better, rather than the crowd that's got their chin down, you know, Eeyore. I don't like working with Eeyore. I'd rather work with somebody that's, you know, looking upward, up and out, W4DJW.
All right, buddy. That's okay. Well, I gotta leave you guys. I just get home and I need to help Alex to go under a truck to take a mount out of it. Well, all right.
Have a good day and Dave, I guess that was pretty good timing. I'm pulling in here to the pharmacy. I got to jump out and run in and get this prescription. So you and Miss Amy have a great day. Tell Amy I said hello, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. Enjoyed it. W4DJW-KP4NC, KI4DOS.
Jerry, I think it was good timing because we're about to turn in the subdivision too here, and Amy's going to teach me how to make a pot of chili. So I'm going to learn how to do chili. Anyway, you guys take care. Have a good day. W4DJW Mobile.